Man. Next on the show this morning, let's talk about an Alfreton company that's going to create dozens of jobs. They've got £250,000 from the government. This comes from the Derby Enterprise Growth Fund. It's part of the coalition's attempt to boost the economy. Our political reporter, Chris Doidge, went along to find out more.
This is David Nieper, clothes manufacturer, fashion designer, button maker.
These are for dressing gowns. I'm hoping to get about 500 done before I go home, which is another 2.5 hours.
And now, printing firm.
I'm Christopher Nieper, managing director. We sell by catalogue, both here and in Europe. And over a year, we print around 8 million catalogues each year, which we send out all through Royal Mail. Over the last 20 years, we've had, I think, 4 or maybe 5 printers go bankrupt. It's happened, of course, because printing is a very tough industry and it's become very, very competitive with the Far East. And what this is intended to do is to secure that supply of catalogues with local jobs in machinery right here in Alfreton.
And to help it expand, it's been given £250,000 from Derby's Enterprise Growth Fund. It's allowed the company to increase its workforce by 6, with another 30 jobs to follow.
I was a printer at Hawthorne's for 23 years, and when they went into administration, I was out of work for 4 months, heard about this project happening, and was lucky enough to get taken on. There are very few places that are doing in-house print nowadays, so it's pretty unique.
I was unemployed. The previous business I worked for went into liquidation. I was unemployed for 10 months. Didn't particularly want to go back into the print trade on the commercial sector, but this has made a big change to my life, definitely.
The money comes from a fund for Derby. So why is it benefiting a firm in Alfreton? Paul Baylis is the leader of the City Council. Paul, why are we in Alfreton?
Because it's part of Derby's travel to work area. We have a triangle, which is Alfreton, Ashby and Ashbourne. What we try to do is invest in businesses that employ Derby people, and we haven't been constrained by the city boundary.
In terms of job creation, is the Growth Fund working? Because nationally, Labour seem to be saying George Osborne isn't doing enough, but this money's from him.
Well, it's right. The government are trying to invest in jobs. I mean, my view is that they should give us more money because we've got an excellent track record in Derby of delivering against the priorities of job creation. And we will be bidding into the next round.
The fund is worth £20 million and some of the money in it will be recycled so that it can be spent more than once. It's good news for growing businesses and their growing number of employees. But Christopher Nieper says the government could give more help.
They're doing very well, but there are 3 things we need from the government. The first is we need them to reduce the tax on jobs. That is the national insurance, and that's particularly important now with workplace pensions coming in. The second is we'd like them to keep the capital allowance, which they've got recently, which allows companies to buy equipment. And the third, which is very important, is we need to enhance the link between business and education. If we can get that going, then we have a career route for the next generation, which in turn generates the economy locally.
Chris Doidge reporting there from Alfreton.